Keep on.
Keep on. Everyone having anything cool for dinner tonight?
No.
Not just yet. That's fair.
I'm not cooking, which just always feels like a gift. So
fair.
I'll check them on.
Burritos.
Burritos. Love burrito. That. You know, it's a Shabbos classic.
Yeah.
Modern classic.
It's chicken. I mean, some form.
Chicken. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's truly Shabbat standard, you know, chicken.
We got one more first.
Hi. I'm going to give folks a couple minutes more to join us if you need your challah wine, great beverage. Sam, I think I got distracted when I was asking, but do you have another one of those giant, beautiful challahs?
Like this week. We didn't make any challah.
Got it. Oh, you baked that challah?
Yeah.
Wow. That's even better. That thing was like, that was a majestic challah that you had.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a big challah?
Yeah, I didn't think to bake challah either this week. Guess we're getting there. Hey, Juliana.
Juliana. And Mitchell?
And Mitchell? Yeah, and Mitchell? That was my question.
Is Mitchell with us too?
They're in Florida.
Hi, Eliana. It is Mitchell. What's going on?
Hey, Mitchell. Nope,
they're connecting to audio. Hi.
Hi. We can't hear you, but we can see you. And it's good to see you.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Thank God. It's Shabbos. It was a beautiful day outside playing in the yard with Isaac, you know?
Where is Isaac?
He is downstairs right now. He is unhappy about something. I don't know what he's unhappy about, but I can hear that he's unhappy. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, it's, you know, wonderful.
Yeah. Is it beautiful in Georgia as well today?
It is beautiful weather. I've been outside and now we made a trip.
Why not to come like to the grocery store?
That sounds wonderful. Hey, Mitchell.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Glad you're joining us for this Shabbat. Wouldn't be anything
really without you. Choice.
Just stuck with me.
Stuck with you. Thank God. Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
With each other yet.
Shabbat shalom, Jeremy.
Shabbat shalom.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to go ahead and get started then. So Shabbat shalom, everyone. Good Shabbos, wherever you are, wherever in the world. We have the whole range from Florida and Georgia and New York and Philadelphia and Wilmington and more of New York. Anywhere I didn't mention here?
Pennsylvania.
What's that?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. That's right. Connecticut as well. New Jersey. I'm sure we're all sort of represented here. And there may be more folks joining us online as well. We're going to dive right in with our Shabbat blessings. So this week, because it's so lovely to have Sydney and her whole family joining us for Shabbat, I was hoping that they would honor us by leading us in the candle blessing. So if everybody there, everybody, whoever else is lighting, go ahead and light. Whoever has your candles, your wine, your grape juice, your challah or hot dog buns, whatever it may be, this is the time for the candles. I'm going to light mine as well. And then in just a moment, have them lead us in the blessing. And I'm going to go ahead and turn my own microphone off so it's just them.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen. We continue with our blessing over wine, grape juice, whatever grape beverage you have. Here this week, I have a Cabernet Sauvignon that I happened to open yesterday for those of you who are online for the live brisket cooking as well. So that went into brisket in addition. So Jeremy, I understand, are you going to lead us in Kiddush this week?
Are you drinking Josh again?
No, this is not Josh. This is a Cabernet Sauvignon, Mendoza, it says, from Argentina. That's not the Josh wine that I had last week that said Josh.
Josh.
Anyway,
sure.
Go ahead,
well,
Jeremy.
By all means. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim el ha'olam borei peri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Elohim el ha'olam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu Shabbat kocho yava ratzon hin hilanu zikaro lamase bereshit ki yom techila limikrae kodesh zecher letziat mitzrayim kivanu vacharta votanu kidashta mikol hamim v'shabbat kocho yava wait. Oh, I probably messed up. That's all right. Yava uvra zorin chaltanu baruch atah Adonai mekadesh haShabbat. Amen.
L'chaim.
Teaser, when you have a seat door in front of you.
It is. We're all just getting through it together right now. And we're going to do our other custom. If any of you have challahs, bread, I was sorry that Sam Schnall did not have that gigantic challah to show off. I appreciated it, not just because it was so beautiful, but because for, you know, several weeks running now, I still have hot dog buns that I'm using to make motzi. One for Shamor, one for Zahor, two hot dog buns as well. It looks like Julianne and Mitchell also have, are those hamburger buns?
Wonder bread.
Wonder bread. Wow, the wonder of Shabbat here with us with bread. And like I said, it's sort of a symbol of the fact that, yeah, we may be at home and we're sort of making do with what we've got and what's happening in this moment. But we're staying close to the tradition. We're staying close to our roots. We're staying close to our rituals. We're making Shabbat together. What kind of bread is that, Sydney? Is this rye again?
It's wheat bread.
Wheat bread. All right. So this is the one moment where I want to invite the cacophony, invite it to be a little bit loud and a little bit messy, kind of like Jewish peoplehood is. Everybody feel free to turn on your microphones, come off of mute. And we're going to do this together. Like I said, it'll be a little bit messy with the time delay over Zoom. Life is a little bit messy. Jewish peoplehood is a little bit messy. We're all here and we're all in this together. So let's have it for what it's worth. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Amen. So this week, I'm going to share a couple of words of Torah just for what this moment sort of is about. Starting in the Parsha of the week, we are in Parshat Vayikra, the very beginning of the book of Leviticus. It's super not terribly accessible of all of the different books of Torah. It's a whole bunch of laws. It's kind of dry. The laws don't necessarily make sense because it really is this ancient civilization we're looking at, and we're looking at all kinds of like purity laws and Levitical standards and all of these things. And the weird part about it is that if you're in a traditional Jewish learning environment, Leviticus is the very first thing you learn. If you're teaching five-year-olds the beginnings of Torah, the tradition is to start with Leviticus. Julie and I see got excited by that. I don't know if you ever started in Leviticus or had heard that before. But yeah, it's true. It totally is the tradition, which is a weird question. If you're starting kids on Torah, why wouldn't you start with something like juicy, something accessible, something you can dig into differently, like Noah's Ark and all the fun animals, or the 12 tribes, any of these things that are a little bit easier and not just like rules about purity and stuff. And I think there's a little bit of wisdom that actually comes from the very first word of the book of Leviticus, which in Hebrew is Vayikra. If you look in a Torah scroll, the word itself is spelled with an aleph at the end, but the aleph at the end of the word is always written really small. The rest of the word is the normal size, but the aleph at the end is always really, really small. Now, Vayikra means, and he called, literally. And it says, so God calling out to Moses. The rabbis tell us that the reason the letter is so small is that Moses didn't actually want the word written, God called out to Moses. If you take that aleph out, then you get a different word entirely. And the word is Vayikar. It means God happened upon Moses. God stumbled upon Moses. And it's sort of a reminder that, yeah, Moses is like, again, not the greatest warrior, the greatest orator of all of Jewish history. Moses is the most humble. And that's fine. And sort of we keep that tradition with the aleph being really tiny at the end of the word, but God says no. Sometimes there are times for humility and being quiet, being silent, keeping to yourself, being small. And then other times, it's time for action. It's time to be called by God. Yeah, that's a big moment right there for Moses. And Moses is a little bit afraid of it, but it's an important piece. And so maybe part of why you would teach this book to little kids first out of everything is there's a lesson in there. There's a time for being silent, for being quiet, for having trepidation, for being locked up inside, keeping to all of the quarantine protocols and feeling like life is really small. And then there's a time to be called out into the world, to return to the world of the living, to go for a walk, to be outdoors, to live and breathe, to take in the beautiful weather that is today, to understand that, yeah, this is the moment we're in right now, and it's not forever. There will be a time to return to the world as it was and the world that many of us are missing right now. And that idea that we hold both of those realities, that right now is a time to be small and to be indoors and be in this sort of constrained place, and find ways of living that are more expansive, breathing in the fresh air today and knowing that there will be a different day when the world comes to life again in ways that it isn't right now. Holding both of those as a reality and both of those as being true and both of those as being complicated right now, that's sort of what we're called into. So just a little bit of Torah from just the very first word of the book of Leviticus. I want to take us into one other blessing right now. A quick Misha Berach, a prayer for healing for those who we know in our lives, our families, and our community, those who may be ill and may be suffering and may be struggling, as well as those who we don't know, but those who may be in New York, those I know in Los Angeles who are sick, those in Chicago and New Orleans, people who are struggling in our own society right now. So a quick prayer for healing. Misha Berach, Avotenu Vimotenu, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, V'Leah. May the Holy One who blessed our ancestors bless those in our lives, our communities, and our country and our world who are sick and in need of healing. May they experience refuat ha-nefesh ve-refuat ha-guf, a healing of the soul and a healing of the body, so that they may soon and in our days experience refuah shlema, a complete and whole healing. Let us say together, amen. So now, as we prepare to close down our Shabbat Connect, our Shabbat experience together, I want to invite Eliana to close down this Shabbat moment, taking us all into the Sabbath. And I'm going to go on mute.
Hi, I'll sing Tov Lehodot Lashem. So if you want to sing along, that'd be great. On mute, maybe. Tov Lehodot Lashem. Tov Lehodot Lashem, Lezamer, Lezamer, Lechimcha Heyom. Tov Lehodot Lashem, Tov Lehodot Lashem, Tov Lehodot Lashem. Lezamer, lezamer, leshimcha heyom, tov lehodot Hashem. Lehagid baboker chasecha, lehagid baboker chasecha. Emunatcha balelot, emunatcha balelot. Shabbat shalom.
Shkoach. Thank you, Eliana. Shabbat shalom to everyone. May it be a Shabbat of peace and rest and restoration. Have a great Shabbos.